From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Lauren Cunningham, Into All the World, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. A Hole in the Clouds. The small four-seater airplane climbed into the African sky. 25-year-old Lauren Cunningham stared down at the parched land dotted with clumps of trees, excited to be on the verge of fulfilling a lifelong dream. He was on his way to the town of Kédougou, located on the Mali border. In this region, whole villages of people had never heard the gospel, and Lauren hoped to preach to some of them. Seated beside Lauren, piloting the plane on the 2-hour flight, was Talmage Butler, a square-jawed, no-nonsense Texan, and a veteran missionary in Africa. In the two back seats of the aircraft sat Talmage's wife, Betty, and their young son, Stevie. Talmage was a warm, open man, and Lauren had felt at ease with him from the start. The flight went well until ominous black clouds began to appear ahead on the horizon. Whisked by the wind, the clouds soon engulfed the small aircraft. Now, when Lauren peered out the window, all he saw was enveloping grayness.
"Visibility's real bad,"
Talmage said in his Texas drawl as he looked at his watch.
"We're 1 hour out. We have 1 hour's worth of fuel on board. If we're going to turn around, it better be now. We can't land in this. The only safe thing is to turn back and head out of it. We can try again tomorrow."
Whatever you say," Lauren agreed. The steady beat of the rain on the fuselage was beginning to make him nervous. "I'll be glad to be out of this, too." They soon discovered that there was no way out of the storm. Although they had turned the plane around and flown for 50 minutes in the opposite direction, the storm still engulfed them, buffeting the little airplane like a cat toying with a mouse. Lauren could hear Betty praying quietly in the back seat. He turned around and saw that Stevie was wide-eyed and sitting bolt upright. Lauren's heart started to race. Was this how his life was going to end? In a plane crash in Africa? He was prepared to die in the course of helping to fulfill the Great Commission, but the ministry he had been called to was just beginning. Was it going to end before it really got started? Talmage's voice broke into his thoughts.
"Lauren, this is serious. We need to pray. I can't get an accurate fix on where we are, but we have to land soon," he said.
Although Talmage's tone was calm, Lauren knew they were in trouble. They had less than 10 minutes of fuel left and no way of knowing what was below them. Lauren glanced at the fuel gauge and then wished he hadn't. The needle was on empty. He bowed his head and prayed.
"God, show us the way out of here. We are your servants, and we are relying on you to guide this plane right now."
He opened his eyes, and as he looked out the window, the hairs on the back of his neck stood on end. The plane was flying right over a hole in the clouds, the first one they had encountered since being engulfed by the storm. Lauren could see all the way to the ground.
"There's our opening. Keep praying. I'm taking her down,"
Talmage said as he nosedived the airplane into the gap. Lauren gripped the armrest as the ground sped toward them.
"Thank you, God," Talmage exclaimed. "Can you believe it? That's the road leading to my runway. I think I can land her right there."
With that, Talmage pulled back on the yoke, and the plane leveled out for a landing. The rain was still pelting down as the four passengers climbed shakily from the aircraft and ran for cover in an old hangar. Once inside, Talmage told Lauren,
"That's about the closest shave I've ever had. But God sure came through, didn't he, Lauren? What are the chances of a hole appearing right there and taking us down to this exact spot?"
Well, Lauren had to agree. It was an experience he would never forget. and he had had many interesting experiences in his life so far. His mind drifted back to an experience as a 4-year-old, when God had saved him and his family from certain death as they served him.